the topic today is we say Hallel during Chol HaMoed. So we skip parts of Hallel during Chol HaMoed. The reason why we skip parts of Hallel during Chol HaMoed, Morris has a simpler type of idea. Morris says that Rav came to Bavel and saw that in Bavel, so they were saying Hallel and Rosh Chodesh. So he wanted to stop them. He didn't say Hallel and Rosh Chodesh. There's no difference saying Hallel and Rosh Chodesh. Once he saw that they skipped parts of Hallel, he realized Minig Abba saying be a day, and it was just a Minig. They weren't doing it for the Ikar Halacha. It was just a Minig. Okay, they're not doing Ikar Halacha. Just doing a Minig. So that makes sense why they were saying Hallel. Similarly, the Halacha is you don't say Chol HaMoed Pesach. You do not say Hallel. Mikra din. There's two reasons brought why you don't say Hallel. One is because there's the Kana, there's the Karbonas are not different by Pesach, by Sukkot. Each day the Karbonas are different. The Mora says in Erechin, whereas by Pesach each of the days are not different. Each day is the same. So you already said Hallel at the beginning. There's no need to say Hallel again. That's the reason the Bible gives. Yerushalmi says because there's an element of pain involved. That by the at the end of Pesach, the Bereshim has some element of pain. And Masi Yadotam Miyam by Yamsuf, the Mitzrayim and the Meisah were Kadosh Baruch Hu's creations, and they're going to be destroyed. So it's not a time for saying Shira. So we don't say Hallel. And once you don't say Hallel, then you don't say Hallel during Chol HaMoed either. So why do we say Hallel? So similar that we said since we're going to be skipping, it's not really called saying Hallel. So why do we say Hallel? We said there's a person that we do that should be a nicker that it has an element of Yom Tov. So we make this type of semi-hallel that we're doing, which is not really considered halachically called hallel. So this hallel we're doing, which is a semi-hallel, it's not really a full bona fide hallel, it's called in the language of the Gemara, you don't say hallel, these days you don't say hallel. So we're not really saying hallel, we're saying part of hallel, it's not called saying hallel. So we're doing a minig of a saying of Yedena, we're doing a minig that we do. So why do we make a bracha on it? Where do we get this idea that you should make a bracha on this minig? Where does the source was making brachas and minhagim? Or should we make a bracha and minhagim? So, for example, if you look at the on the fourth page, Rambam says, Kol darbar shehu minig, something which is a minig, this is Hillel's brachas. He's talking about the lachas of birchas and mitzvahs, and he talked about how to say birchas and mitzvahs properly. At the end, he ends off, this is the last halacha in Hillel's brachas. Kol darbar shehu minig, av bishe minig neviim hu, even though it's a minig which was instituted not, you know, by the Rishonim, and not by the Goyim, and not by the Amoraim, not by the Tanoim. It's a minig neviim. Kegoyin atilos harava. That which we do Hashanah Rabba, the whole process of taking around the what we call the Shanas, which is the Rabba, on the last day of Sukkot, it's a minig neviim. The Mora says it was instituted by Chag Yizkari Malachi. It was almost instituted by the beginning of Bayis Sheni. Veitzarach Lomer Minig Chachamim, and something which is not a minig of neviim. It's all a minig of the Chachamim of the Gemara. Chagor Kriyas Hallel Baruch Hakadoshim Mechol Shemayit Shal Pesach. Ain't Mevarchet Olav. You don't make a bracha on Hallel. So according to the Rambam, you say Hallel Chol HaMoed Pesach. You say Hallel Rosh Chodesh. You say Hallel on the last days of Pesach. You do not make a bracha. There's no bracha. Asher Kedusha Mechol Tzivon Ol Dikrayas Hallel. You go straight. You finish one Esrei, and you start the first paragraph of Hallel. Similar to what we do on the night of Pesach. We don't make a bracha. We go straight into the Hallel. So Rambam says, you don't make a bracha on a minute. All right? So it makes a lot of sense. Why would you make a bracha on a minute? How could you say, Asher Kedusha Mitzvah So, Mitzivonu? It's not a mitzvah, and there's no Mitzivonu. So why would you be making a bracha? Pashas, according to Rambam, you don't make the bracha at the end either. This wasn't. It's not a. It's not so much your mechuyev to say mikra din. So you don't make the bracha beforehand, which we understand because you can't say mitzivanu. And the bracha of your halucha, which you say at the end, melech mulo batish mechuyev. It's a pasuk from the Rambam. You don't say either. So, but the Rambam's point is a very good, well taken point. We still need to understand why are we making a bracha on something which is a minig. Where does that come from? Because now the Rambam starts off with mentioning. minig neviim of Arava, of taking the Hashanah Rabbah on the seventh day of Sukkot. We have this whole process of taking the willow branches, right? Our Aravas, walking around with them. We have a whole precedent thing which we do, which is the minig neviim. And we don't make a bracha, right? Why don't we make a bracha? Because tivanu matilas Arava. Just like we make a bracha about the tilas lulav. Tara says it's a minig. We don't make a bracha on a minig. So the more like this, we're really learning, starting out with learning Masechta Sukkah about Sukkahs, but there's a Gzeirah Shavah Tetzvav, so it's not so bad. In Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shulman Levi, on the first page, bracket off towards the bottom, the Gemara says that there's Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shulman Levi, Chalamar Arava is Yesod Neviim, Chalamar Arava Minig Neviim. One said that the Arava is called Yesod Neviim, it was established by Neviim. And one said it was a minig neviim. Sirashi, one Rashi over here. Yesod neviim. Tekanas neviim achronim. It was an institution of the neviim achronim. It was the tekanah they made. Chag zechar malachi. Shoyim mesaknei tekanas Yisrael b'anshei knesset gedolah. So they were part of the anshei knesset gedolah, and they as part of the anshei knesset gedolah, which contained the neviim in the anshei knesset gedolah were neviim. They are mesaknei that you must take the arava. One says minig, hinhigo esom, that they created a custom. Well, tiknu lehem, they didn't make it as a tekana. It's a tekana, which is a tekana derabanan, but naftimino. So what's the difference if it's minig neviim or yisoid neviim? So Rashi, the leboy bracha. You don't make it, if it's a minig neviim, you don't make a bracha. The lekalameimer b'tzivano. The feel of a is saucer less. It's not included in the command of loy saucer. So it's not a mitzvah deraisa. But we know there's a din, there's a halacha. Why do we listen to the chachamim? Because the Torah says loy saucer min adar rashi yigidu v'chayim min usmal. Do not deviate from the words that the chachamim tell you. So Rashi is saying when the chachamim is sagging something, there's a command in the Torah. Do not deviate from what they said. So that's the mitzvah of the Torah of loy saucer. So if it's a tekanah derabanan, there's a din of loy saucer. So the Gemara says in Shabbos and by Chanukah, we make a bracha v'tzivanu l'hadin ner shal Chanukah. So the Gemara says v'hechan tzivanu. Where the Torah never says like ner Chanukah. Chanukah came around many many years after the Nesinas Torah. V'hechan, where's v'tzivanu? You say v'tzivanu by Chanukah. Where's v'tzivanu? The Gemara answered loy saucer. One shot. The Gemara gives another answer also, right? But the Torah says loy saucer. Zot Rashi. If it's a tekanas neviim, it's concluded in loy saucer. If it's a minig neviim, it's not. They didn't make it as a tekanah that you must do this. So there's no din of loy saucer if you don't do it. You're not deviating from that which a chacham told you to do. So there's no bracha said by an arava if you hold minig neviim. And the Rambam is paskening that minig neviim, which is what the Gemara comes out. The Gemara comes out that it's a minig neviim. Therefore, you don't make a bracha an arava. Good, very clear. Tosfos comes along on Memdal on Beis and says, "Okay, so that Lachara, if we're thinking right, we have a very important set of this Gemara that minig neviim, minig, some which is minig, whether it's minig neviim and kavachar, it's only minig chachamim. It's less. You don't make a bracha, but make a bracha on it." Pesha Kudris, Tosis, the third line in the Tosis, and after Mina, the Zakana, he boy bracha, he min haga, boy boy. The Lekamebe, but Sivano, the Minig Baalmash, and he go ha'am, and he'll bechal lo saucer lesse. It's an haga which they instituted that the people have to do. It's a custom they want a Kaiser to do. They set up a fashion statement, right? This is how we want you to act. But that's it. So the Gemara comes out that they didn't make a bracha on it because it's minig. So that's clear in the Gemara. So the chara based on this Gemara, we should come up with the conclusion: you should not say halal on Rosh Chodesh. You should not make a bracha on halal, which we say on Rosh Chodesh. So how would say on Rosh Chodesh? You should not make a bracha on it. It's only minig. And he brings the Gemara Raya from the Gemara Tainus that we mentioned, Kenmucha Perak Bash of the Tainus, Rav Iklav Lubavu. arrived, Samaritan says, to Bavel. Samaritan says, they were not saying Hallel and Rosh Chodesh, because there's no dinner saying Hallel and Rosh Chodesh. Comes the Bavel, Chazi the Kari, Hallel and Rosh Chodesh, says, Gavalna, what are they doing? It's Amaratzis, they're saying Hallel and Rosh Chodesh. There's no dinner saying Hallel and Rosh Chodesh. So Sarah left Sukino, he wanted to stop them. He's going to give a big clap on the beam and say, stop. Then he saw Shoma the Komadalgi. So meanwhile, they got to the third paragraph and they left out half of the, part of the paragraph, or whatever their minig was, how they were medaling. So it's only a minute. So then he said, okay, it's a minute, I don't have to stop then. Okay. So stay clear in the Gemara that Hal and Rosh Chodesh is a minig. So it's a minig, based on what we have over here, you should not make a bracha. And that, then he proves that that's called a minig. Fine. So halacha l'maisa, so far, no bracha on Halal of Rosh Chodesh, no bracha on Halal of Chol Hamoed Pesach, no bracha on Halal of the last days of Pesach, no bracha. Skip down a few lines. It says, Rabbeinu Tam Omer. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, we can make a difference between Minhagim. Not all Minhagim are created equal. Rabbeinu Tam Omer, Dein Raya Me'er Rava L'Halal. You can't prove a Raya from the Minhag of a Rava to the Minhag of Halal. The Rava Ena El Tiltul. All it is an act of moving something. Okay. We keep it alive to count it. To make a bracha, if it's a halacha, you must do it. You must do it. You say it's Ivano. It's not a tekanta. It's a minig. And this minig is to take something and shake it. For that, you don't make brachas. Alva kriyas halal. Legorim, even though it's only a minig. So because of takana, you can't make a bracha. So it's a minig. So even though it's a minig, so the real time, I have no problem with making brachas and minhagim. We cannot draw a conclusion from this Gemara that it's not correct to say that we see from this Gemara that you cannot make a bracha on a minig. That's not true. You can make a bracha on a minig. You can't make a bracha on the minig of a rav. That's all you can prove. But the fact you can't make a bracha on a minig at all, that's not true. So therefore, I'm going to differentiate between what type of minig it is. A minig which is something which I'm reading Psukim of Torah, I'm reading Tehillim, I am some way saying, learning Torah, I'm doing something of significance. So even though it's only a minig, I can make a bracha on it. A rava, which all it is shaking something, taking some aravas in my hand, right, that you can't make a bracha. Now, very not very clear what the difference is. If the problem is you can't say vitzivanu, so you can't say vitzivanu. So what's the problem? I don't care what the minig, the most wonderful minig in the world, but the mice you can't say vitzivanu. So what exactly is this chilek of the Rabbeinu Tam? Then he says, I'll prove it to you that we make brachas in minhagim. So let's prove that we make that this the conclusion that we're drawing out of this Gemara, the Yesh Medaktikim, that you don't make brachas on minhagim is wrong. I'm going to prove it to you that it's wrong, that that's not true. You may make a bracha on a minig. Where do you see you can make a bracha on a minig? We keep 2 days Yom Tov. Well, we keep 2 days Yom Tov. So we just sat by the second Seder, and we said Kiddush, and we said a bracha al achilas matzah. We said a bracha al achilas mar. Now, why are we keeping this two days Yom Tov? Why we keep doing this Yom Tov? So it's a Gemara in Bay. And the Gemara says, Minhag Avoseinu B'Yadeinu. We keep doing this Yom Tov because Minhag Avoseinu B'Yadeinu. So nu, I have a Klor Din, I have a Klor Gemara, that it's because of Minhag, and we're making brachas. We made many brachas. So we made many brachas. So how do we understand that? So Elamite Klor gives me a problem coming to Bay. So that you see, you can make a bracha on a Minhag. Okay, that's the Rabbeinu Tam's Raya. So Tosis is going to respond to the Raya with a very difficult response. Alright, so again, so the Rabbeinu Tam has proven from the Gemara in Beya that which we keep 2 days Yom Tov is because of a minig, minig of Avosena B'Yodem. It's very clear in the Gemara, you keep 2 days Yom Tov because of minig of Avosena B'Yodem. So if that's why we keep 2 days Yom Tov, and we're making brachas, you see, you can make a bracha on a minig. I have a Gemara over here in Sukkah says that you don't make a bracha on a minig, so I got to steer it. The Gemara in Beya is before you make a bracha on a minig. The Gemara in Sukkah says before you don't make a bracha on the minig. The answer is not all Menhagim are the same. And what's the difference? A minig, which is a mice, a tilto by alma, you don't make a bracha. A minig, which is something which is the brachashiv, you make a bracha. Okay, that's what Rebbe Thomas concluded. Tosfos is going to be doicha. The time the mavorchim our rava the mother minig neviim mishum doy efshel lomer betzivano. Okay, the whole problem is betzivano. Well, the whole problem is betzivano. Beishem tarbish algolius ain behem betzivano. Elakidish vaskaras hayayim betzvila uberchas amazin. Where does it? The problem over here is that we dive in and we say we call it second day Shavuos. We call it right. It's Chag Shavuos. It's not Chag Shavuos. It's a weekday. Right? Really, we know we know when Tevilah Yarech is. We know when the sixth of Sivan is. We know when Shavuos is. The seventh of Sivan is Vaday not Shavuos anymore. And what it's a weekday. So the correct thing is you get up in the morning. You should put on tefillin and you should dive in a weekday Shavuos Esrei, and you shouldn't say Kiddush. So that's not a kasha. You're not saying mitzivanu. The whole problem is saying mitzivanu. So Tosfos says, "Oh, what do you mean? Well, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we blow a shofar. We say mitzivanu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, on the shofar. That's not a kasha because Rosh Hashanah is a whole different concept. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is different than all of the 2 days Yom. That's what Tosfos says. So the Ran, if you saw the Ran, you got the Ran says, you know, what happened to the second day of the second night of Pesach when you said al achilas matzah with the mitzivanu? And I'll kill us more with the tzivon. What happened over there? Right? That we don't get. And if we want to point it out, look, we said the tzivon on the second day Shavuos and Hallel also. There's no tzivon to read Hallel on a weekday. So what? So that's the Ran says. I don't know what Tosfos is talking about. I want to get what Tosfos is talking about. What Tosfos is the answer? The Tosfos is all that's an answer. Okay, I'm not going to be miles with Tosfos. Okay, then he brings a second raya that to this point, the Rebbe Thomas, a second raya that you can make a bracha on the minig. So we're going to leave Tosfos. We're going to walk away. We have the following. We have a Gemara in Sukkah, which clearly you don't make a bracha by a rava. There's some people conclude you don't make a bracha on any minig. We have a Gemara in Bay, which is more that you keep 2 days Yom Tov as a minig, and we're making a bracha on 2 days Yom Tov, on Yom Tov Sheni. So what are we going to do with these two Gemaras? So Reynold Tom says the answer is not all Menhagim are the same. Tosfos says some cryptic answer of that you don't say Mitzivano on Yom Tov, the Yom Tov Sheni, and that's not, which we find difficult to understand, because that's not true. So we're left with, we have two approaches to the Gemaras. One is that the true conclusion is you don't make a bracha of Mitzivano on Menhagim, period. And Yom Tov Sheni, you have to answer, it's a different ballgame. Or, that's not true. You can say Mitzivano on Menhagim, but depends what minig it is. And we have to imagine what's the difference between the two types of Menhagim. That's the challenge which we have over here in the Sugya. Now, in logic, we pointed out, the Kara, the Yeshua Datikim, which Tosfos quotes, that says you can't say Mitzivano on a minig, make a lot of sense. How in the world can you say Mitzivano on a minig? It's not a Tzivano, it's not a Tekano. So what are we doing with saying Mitzivano on all these different things which are Menhagim? The Reynold Talmud quotes that you could say Mitzivano on a minig, and he doesn't seem to be bothered by that at all. And what's pshat? So that's a difficult thing to understand. Get the Ran, we pointed out outside the point of the Ran. Okay, now. So we started out. We have very clear Gemara that if you hold it to minig neviim, you don't make a bracha. And Rashi explained why. Because you can't say Mitzivano. The problem is the following. The problem is there's a Rambam, which is not in your packet. Let's read one or two lines from the Rambam. The Rambam, beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Aleph, the Rambam also in his introduction to Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says like this. In this Torah, this command in the Torah, you must listen to the Chachamim. The Torah says you have to listen to everything that the Chachamim tell you to do. If you don't, you're over a lot. If you do, you're Mekayim and Asay, right? That it says that you're Mekayim to listen to them. Now, so the Rambam, Echad Devarim, Shalom Lo Yisad Mipi Hashmur, Vehem Torah Shabal Pet. We have to listen to them at things which they, where they had a Masur on them, which means it's Torah Shabal Pet. Vechadorim Shalom Dor Yisrael Mipidaiton Vachas Min Amidah Shatarni Dresses Behem. Whether it's something which they derived based on Yud Gimel Midas of Rabbi Shmuel to derive from the Torah a halacha. Vechadorim Shosu Son Siyag LaTorah. And, or something which they instituted, it's not part of the, it's not a derisa, it's not base, it's not a masara, it's not something which they derived from the Torah, something which they made as a siyog to the Torah. What is needed at that time. Vehem, that gives you three categories. Hagzeros, vahatakonos, vahaminhogos. There are three categories of common instituted things. The things that they instituted as a gzera, which means it's coming as a protective measure. Things that they instituted as a tekana, which means they were instituted that you should do a certain type of action, like lighting Ner Chanukah. And minhagos, they instituted certain things you should do as a minig. Like the Mor said, it's a minig deviyim. They instituted a minig. And all of these things, b'chol echem mishtosh ha-dvarim, elu mitzah asei lishmael lehen, v'arba kol achas man oiv b'lois eslah asei. So the Rambam says very clearly, if a person ignores a minhag chachamim, he's over lo sasa. And if he listens, he's mekayim and asei of listening to the chacham. So Mavur learned the Rambam that a minhag has lo sasa. There is a mitzivanu on a minhag. Now I have a Gemara which says you don't make a bracha on minhag nevi'im. That's clear. And the Rambam passes, you don't make a bracha on minhag nevi'im. That's the Rambam we saw. The Rambam says you don't make a bracha minhag chachamim. But the Rambam himself says explicitly that the minhagim, which are from the Chachamim at least, and for sure from the Nevi'im, there's a mitzvah in the Torah to listen to that minhag. So what's the problem with saying mitzivana? So if the problem is you can't say mitzivana on a minhag, that's what Rashi says, the Rambam cannot use that reason not to make a bracha on a minhag. Again, that's clearly more you don't make a bracha on the minhag Nevi'im. And the Rambam says you don't make a bracha on minhag Chachamim either. Rama says in Hilchos Brachos, they don't make a bracha on Halal on Rosh Chodesh or Kol HaShemayit Shepesach. That's clear in the Rama. But what we want to know, why is that true according to the Rama? Don't tell me the reason is because you can't say Mitzivanu on a minig, which is what Rashi says. Because the Rama says that it is a Tzivanu. There is a command to listen to the Minhagim of Lo Yisaser. There's a need of Lo Yisaser. You must listen to the Minig Chachamim, which the Chachamim told you to do X as a minig. So why can't we say mitzivano? So what's the problem? Why can't you make a bracha on the Nevi'im? So what's the more saying? If it's your side Nevi'im, you make a bracha on mitzivano. Because then it's haka and lo sasser. And if it's a minute of the Nevi'im, you don't make a bracha. Why not? What's the problem? So we have to understand that there's another, has to be another way to explain the difference between these two things. It's another between minig Nevi'im, a minig which you don't make a bracha, and a tekana which you don't make a bracha. Okay. So there's a very sweet piece. Shmuel Zunoa, if you're careful with that. But anyway, so the Shmuel Zunoa, there's a beautiful piece from the Bisker Rav in the next page, where he comes to suggest, to explain how he understands the Rambam. And then he suggests that we explain the Rabbeinu Tam along the same way as we explain the Rambam. So let's see if we can understand the Bisker Rav. Okay.
Where is the point of the Kasha? Where exactly?
I mean, Rambam, explain in the Rambam. Well, the Rambam's sheet is that a minig is included in mitzivanu, so why can't you make a bracha on a minig? Okay.
So we're saying that really you can't make a bracha on a minig. The question is why?
I have a Gemara says you can't make a bracha on a minig. The Rambam passes behead, you don't make a bracha on a minig. That's the Rambam. That's Klor and the Rambam. The Rambam says Klor and the brachas. You don't make a bracha on the Tilas Arava. You don't make a bracha on Halal. You don't make a bracha on the Chahal Shechalamoid. You don't make a bracha. Klor. Where? Gemara and Sukkah and Memva. Why not? Rashi says because you can't say Mitzivon. That's not true according to the Rambam. Because you could say Mitzivon. The second problem is we have to master why Yot Hasheni, which is also a minig, you don't make a bracha. That's, so we have the two problems we need to explain. Right? Tosfos left us with the Rabbeinu Tam hold that someone hug him, yes, someone hug him, no. And what's the difference? Tosfos says some strange answer which we don't understand. And the Ran calls, you know, points it out that that's a very difficult Tosfos answer. And the Rambam is even more basic of a problem. Why can't you make a bracha on any minig? All men hug him, should be able to make a bracha on them. Okay. Vanir Loimer B'Dasa Rambam. See, he wants to explain in the paragraph on the right column, on the next page, he wants to explain the Rambam. So first is like this. So why can't you make a bracha? The minute Rashi says you can't save a tzivono because there's no loy sauce. Ulam, the shit is a Rambam, you have shalafarish tamza. You cannot explain the lack of bracha by minig like Rashi. If the Chum of any generation instituted a minig, you have an issue in the Torah of Lesosu to deviate from that minig. And he quotes the Rambam. Goes down a few lines, underlined. V'hein gzeiros with kolnus with hagus kolechem ve'echad me'elo shloisha dvorim mitzasei lishmor lehem or all kolelo kolechem mehem a roloisase. Okay, so there's an asay and a loisase on the words of the menhagim of the chachamim. Fiza tzarik b'yirla dasa ramba time of the mivorach on a minig. Why can't make a bracha on a minig? Reis mivorach lehed to besugya the sukkah lenyan rav. That's clear that you don't make a bracha. Madamar yisoyed and v'yim mivorach on a love. Madamar shminin v'yim and mivorach on a love. Sarki yin abir b'zit. Okay. V'nir poshet zog the risker rav. The ladasa ramba hod the ein mivorach on a minig. La mishum time of the efter loymer b'hu b'tzivano. The reason isn't because you can't say b'tzivano. The Bemis Ladasa Ramam, Dimin Hagasu, Kachal Dibri Sarfim, Shemra Behem Mitzaloy Saucer, the Shamar Malakaimim. We have a Chiv to listen to the Menhagim of the Chachamim also. Okay? So, theoretically, the Tzivonu, which we make in any Drabonin, should apply to Menhagim also. Ella, Hodin Revorchim Alaminik, Hud Zed Din Be'etzim Achefsa Shalahem. The Lav Teres Mitzah Behu, Levorch Aleya. The Rakhal Mitzvah is Mavork and Bilal Menhagis. Okay? So, he wants to differentiate that the Chachamim approached Menhagim, which you mechuyev to listen to Menhagim, as Menhagim. In other words, let's understand. We have to understand, what in the world is the Rambam talking about? The Rambam says that Loisosar includes Gzeiris, it includes Takanus, it includes Menhagim. So then the day, Minig is something which is the Zid of Loisosar, which means I'm mechuyev to do it. So why is it called a minig? So Elma, you tell me that, you know, that very, you'll tell me very simplistically. The difference is that if it started out one day, Bezen HaTeh said, listen, Rabbi, so we have a big problem. We have to address the problem. And they got there and they discussed the issue and they made it to Tekon. Or they made it Gzeir. It was a Tekon and made it Bezen. Okay, they decided to do it. Therefore, it is now, again, it gets a brach. If, however, it is called, Connor is called a Gzeira. But let's say it didn't work. That wasn't how the story happened. The story happened that people started doing it. Chama came along and said, wow, it's such a great idea. And therefore, he said, we now put our imprimatur. We say, you know, from now on, you have to keep doing this because it's such a great idea. There, it's called a minute. At the end of the day, Lachara, what's the difference how it started? But once the Chama had put their reshum on it, and they said, listen, you must do this. And the Rambam says, do you now identify saucers? And now it's a tzivanu. So the example, the Mor says there was a minig b'nas Yisrael, they were machmer on certain things that they were machmer on themselves, and it was neither. So the language of Mor is called, it means they were nog. But the halacha is, we pass it, and you have to do it once it became a minig, and now it becomes established by the Chama, and you must continue. So why is it important to know that it started out, as opposed to the rabbis got together and came up with themselves? Instead, Yankel and Beryl thought of themselves, and the rabbi said, wow, such a great idea, well, we agree with it. Why? What's the difference? That's the whole difference? How it started? Apparently not. It's not logical. The answer is the Chachamim clearly wanted different elements of how we do things. The Chachamim wanted certain things that we do as a tekana. This was an institution made by the Chachamim. And certainly Chachamim wanted as a minig Yisrael, which means they wanted, this is the way Klai Yisrael should act. Their goal was an anhaga in Klai Yisrael. That was their goal. So much their goal was an anhaga in Klai Yisrael. And their decision, why they decided this thing is an anhaga and this thing is a tekana, I don't know. Why do they want Hanukkah to be? It's to be a wonderful thing that Jews should get to go out there and light candles, right? That's a wonderful thing. We'll call it cultural. You know, you want to get, you know, it's a nice thing in Jewish culture. We should light candles. No. It's the tekana. You must light candles. Right? why they want it that way, as opposed to saying this is, and on the other hand, saying Hallel and Rosh Chodesh, you know, it's such a wonderful thing that Jews should come to Rosh Chodesh and say Hallel. We want that to be the hug of Klal Yisrael. Why did it sound like that? I don't know. But that once we understand that that's the Yisrael, that's what I'm saying. The Chachamim, some things, now Chachamim want you to do this. And therefore they've said you must do this. This becomes part of the definition of how Klal Yisrael acts. And if you ignore that, you're ignoring what the Chachamim want you to do. But the way they presented it is as this is an action that Klal Yisrael does. We call that a minhag. Now, if that's how we're presenting it, saying v'tzivanu at the Miskarov, it's going to be a steer to that presentation. Right? Because our whole goal is to say, this is, we want to create, you know, I'm using it, you know, somewhat tongue-in-cheek, right? Like, we want to institute, right, from, you know, we decided that the Chachamim, that the Hanhaga that they have, that Yeshiva Rachamim wear white shirts is a very, very chashuv thing, right? We decided that that's true, let's say, right? I don't say it's true or not, but let's say we decide such a thing, right? So now we said, we feel that this is a very good Hanhaga, we want Klal Yisrael to do that. So the Chachamim now are pushing this. Right, but why are they pushing it? So they get up and they make you know, we make a great Knesset Gedola, and we make a Hachlota. From now on, everybody has to wear white shirts, sack. So now you say Mitzivano. Everyone, you can put on your white shirt. You say Mitzivano. Lishmor Divrei Chachamim. You put on a white shirt. Right? You could say such a thing. So no. The white shirt represents an understanding of cheshivas, etc. We want you to understand that. Therefore, we decided for you that you should think, it's a, wow, I should wear a white shirt. We want you to decide that. Now, we want you to decide that. We want you to act like that. But we want you to act like that. It should be coming from you. So, Chum Yimlong said, listen, Lahavdol, maybe there's a beautiful morale. The morale says that Rashi points out a chumash. Whenever the Torah says the word im, it means yes, you have a choice. There are three times the Torah uses the word im, there's no choice. Right? It says, if you make him, he's bad. What do you mean, if you make him, he's bad? There's a tzibur, you have to make him, he's bad. Im kesef tavas, if you lend money. What do you mean, if you lend money? You're mechuyev to lend money. If you bring the minchas bikurim, you bring the carbon armor. What do you mean, if you bring the carbon armor, you're mechuyev to bring the carbon armor. So morale says, so good. So Rishmol says these three are exceptions. So why the Torah write it with the word im? So listen, I want you to come with the first fruits that you have and come and show Karas to Kadosh Baruch. But yeah, but listen, whether you like it or not, you're gonna make you do it. And I'm gonna make you give a Karas to Torah. It's not a Karas to Torah without if I make you do it. So it might be you're going to do it, but you need to do it because you want to do it. You bring him his bayah to serve this, to do avodah to Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? The human being comes and he presents himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're being makir himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're ready to mamash to bring a korban. But by the way, you're mechuyev to do it anyway, and I force you to do it. So where's the human being deciding? It's an offering. We call it an offering. It's not an offering. We're going to shoot you if you don't do it. So that's an offering, right? Where's the offering? So the Torah says lashon of im. So we have such a musig in the Torah where you have a chiyuv to do, but we want you to do it because you want to do it. That's a minute. So we want you to put on white shirts because we want you to put on white shirts. The Chacham said, we want you to say Hallel Rosh Chodesh because you should decide Hallel Rosh Chodesh is a beautiful thing. Now, if you don't do it, we're going to make you do it. Right? And because it's a king of you must do it. It's Loi Saucer. You have to do it. And you're ever alive in the Torah. But when you do it, we want you to do it because the Viltzach, that Kleisel, that's how Kleisel acts. So you can't say Mitzivanu. That breaks the atmosphere. That breaks the point. Listen, you're doing because I told you to do it. That itself is a problem, not the Rambam. So the Mr. Rav, so you can't say Vitzivano on such a thing which Chachamim instituted Bataras and Minig, not Bataras of the Connor, Bataras of Xer. Aye, great. Okay, so we're good. So the Rambam says, no Vitzivano. And no Vitzivano on and Rava, Novitzivano, and Rosh Chodesh, Halal, Cholamid Pesach, Halal, etc. Now, the Rambam agrees you make a bracha on Yath Vashenim. And there you say, Vitzivano, it's a minute. My says, Moshe, minute of a second, be a day. So, what's shot in that? Medavers have a force to head to Beloshin or Haram, but Perak Yimla Mehilchas Megillah, Vachana Galach, Zan Shikosav, Abel, Rosh Chodesh, Kriyas, Halal, Minig, Vein, Mitzvah, Vein, Mavorch, and Allah. Hooray, the whole day of work on a minute, whom you shum the beetsim dino ain boy shame mitzvah. Brachlus, well, this can rock al mitzvah smilva. This is not a mitzvah. This is a minig. It's minogam yomachiv do also, but what it is, it's shame akhil or beetsim a chef, so shame minig below shame mitzvah. Now, I can't tell you the brisker rabbi meant exactly as I said it, you know, because that tells her being masber brisker, right? Which is a very dangerous thing. But lemaisa, I think that, you know, if we get past that issue, then maybe that might be what he meant. He just says it's like a din shame chefza of minig, din shame chefza of mitzvah. It's say under Seamus, and that's it. That's how the brisker rabbi says it. So if you want to go with the brisker, that's how you would say it. But lemaisa, kachol yisur ikur tekara meikara, shina go boy b'taras minig. Well, Lebetaris Takana Mitzvah Mechudesh and Nivra Sarpa. The Takana was, it's not a new mitzvah. Takana was, it's a Hanhaga. Chayin Ema Varkan Olof. Chayin Ema Varkan Olof. Chayin Ema Varkan Olof. The Kachash of the Takana's Mechudesh and Hanhaga's Betarti. It's sort of things. And the Chayin Ema Shtei and Shav, they're both Lois Asr. So what's the difference? El the Gemara below Sasha Kaimi Menas and Rakal P Bezan a Gadol Bavad El Mishum the Mikra Takana Mitchila Chalukinay Deilu Takanas B'Taras Mitzvah Dinam Mechudashim Medivri Sefer Veilu Tiknum Shein Yinu Gabay B'Taras Menhagis. The Chachamim set up certain things as a minig. So Chachamim set up certain things as a mitzvah. Because that who the Omer the Nemer that Din the Al Mitzvah Mavorkin while Menhagis Ain Mavorkin. And that's the Rambam in Hilchos Kanuka that you make brachas on mitzvahs. You don't make brachas on Menhagis. That's the chiluk that he says. So the Gaval Nevel, why in the world do you make a bracha by Yom Tov? Yom Tov Sheni. So let's go. It was Minog Avosenu B'Yodeinu. What are our Avos do? Minog Avosenu B'Yodeinu. Since in Bavel, once upon a time, when they were decided Kiddush HaKadosh based on the Beis Din, and the Shulchan could not get there in time, so the Yidden in Bavel had to keep two days Yom Tov Misafik. What did they do? What did they do? They said they ate matzah twice. Because it's a minute to eat matzah, because it was a mitzvah to eat matzah. They ate it because there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. We're not sure if the mitzvah to eat matzah is the first night, or the mitzvah to eat matzah is the second night. They weren't sure. So because of the suffix, they ate matzah two nights. So they ate it b'taras mitzvah, not b'taras minig. Now, we came along the club and said, you know what, even though nowadays we know the calculation, and we have no need to keep 2 days, we want you to continue to act the way they acted. Well, how did they act? They acted as a mitzvah. For them, it was a mitzvah to eat matzah. So, of course, you say, I'll kill this matzah. It's not a minig, it's a mitzvah. The minig was to be knowing it as if it's a mitzvah. Again, you can say mitzvah on any minig you want, because Betz and the Minhagim are included in Loisos. Elamai, what? We're saying that you don't make a tzibono on something which the Chacham instituted b'taras, acted as a minig. The Chacham didn't over here institute, keep the Yatushani as a minig. The Chacham came along and said, we want you to continue to be noyig the same way they did it, and they did a b'taras mitzvah. So of course you would say, oh, alachilas matzah on it. That's the Chacham Yatushani, and ha'alon Rashkarish. That's these matzah around. Okay, and then he says in the next paragraph, I'm not going to do it inside. He suggests that's Pshat in the Rebbeinu Tam. He says the Chor Tosis collects his chiluk in Tilta Ba'alma and Kar B'Tara. What's the difference between Kar B'Tara and Tilta Ba'alma? So according to what I'm saying, again, we'll suggest that the Rebbeinu Tam agrees with the Rambam that Betzim but Tzivono makes sense on a minute. He agrees that Benhagim are also something which you machuiv to do, and we'll even take it to the step. Maybe the Rebbeinu Tam will agree that there's loy saser. If you don't listen to a minig of the Chacham or the minig of the Nevi'im, you're ever loy saser. So fine. So Vitzivano makes sense on a minig be'etzim, but it depends what type of minig. So Rebbeinu Tam says like this: there's certain when a person is kara b'tara, whenever he's kara b'tara, there's an element of mitzvah in it. So now the Chacham were instituted that the minig is a chiyuv, it's a loy saser, that the Rebbeinu Tam says, the Chacham instituted that you should read these parshiyos of the Torah on Rosh Chodesh. So does it have a shame mitzvah on it? So why not? It's not worse than any time you read your Kar B'Tara. So a person gets up on a weekday, and he takes out a Sefer Tillim, and he reads Tillim. So what is he doing? He's been Kar B'Tara. What is that? It's a mitzvah. The minhag was, and on this day, you must read these kapitlach. The concept of tzibono makes sense, because you are talking about, what you're doing is a mitzvah. So the biskarov, so on that, I understand, tzibono. Now the Chum came along and said, take an arava. We don't find anything anywhere, taking an arava is betzim a mitzvah. All it is it's a, that, and they said, we want you to do B'Tara's minhag. So then, the Rambam is right. If all we want you to do this b'taris anhaga, not b'taris mitzvah and tekanah midivrei sofrim, not as a new mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, but as a minig. We doctor told you what you do b'taris minig. So where's the shem mitzvah with it? You don't make bracha the things you don't make shem mitzvah. That's the success pshat on the Beinu Tam. I think it's a fascinating mahalo. Okay, we're a little bit over time. If somebody needs to leave, you can please feel free to leave. If we have time for one more idea, the Tzam Sofer comes along and he sort of builds us up even stronger. And then he says the Chiluk, which needs a lot of hazard, which I'm not sure we'll have time to imagine. So it's on your last two pages. Second last page. Okay. He says, I don't understand why you can make a bracha in a minute. I don't understand the whole argument. What are we saying? Mitzvah d'rabbanan you can make the same with tzivanu, and minhagim you can't. Why? The reading of parak memelikin. Hekin tzivanu. Where's the tzivanu by mitzvah d'rabbanan? Shalavicham yagedcha oilos. So the more gives two answers. My shnol minhagim the kaim alon the chiyuv eika the kaim minhagim midivrei kabbalah the tzivat tita shtar zimecha. And the more says minhagim you mechiv the key because al tita shtar zimecha pasuk. Right? In Mishlei. So it means the Torah, the Divrei Kabbalah told me that I'm a chuyah to listen to Menachem. So why is that not something which is binding upon me? Their parents had an haga not to travel by boats from city A to city B on Erev Shabbos. It wasn't a good idea. They wanted to change it. You can't change. You're mechuyev to maintain. I'm mechuyev to maintain. It's a minig. We hear the words. I'm mechuyev to maintain the minig. So it's a mechuyev. I'm mechuyev. It's a tzivanu. If you tell me I'm a chuyah, I can't change. If I want to change, didn't you just tell me that there's a tzivanu over there? Can a mind when you work a layim? You are a tzivanu. The kaim al tida shtar zimecha. And I'll tell you further. Reimen not an aloi v'ala minhaga v'oisim malachim b'yam t'shedi. The more says in the next daf and over there, a person doesn't malachim b'yam t'shedi. It's a minig ba'al. And the more says, we put him in chayr. Put him in chayr. What do you do? He was already a minig. All right, the guy got to Rahman and he dav and nusach hashan and nusach svard. Oh, we scream at him. Put him in chayr. It's a minig of Rabakim. Right? No, we don't put him in chayr. But doing malachim b'yam t'shedi, It's a minig which Klai says mechuyev to do. It's a binding minig. A binding minig. Excuse me, you're going to be put in chayr. So means I'm not mechuyev to do it. I'm not put in chayr because I'm not mechuyev to do. So if I'm mechuyev to do it, why can't I say b'tzivano? So what are we saying? You can't say b'tzivano on a minig. What do the words mean? I bet them a frag in the vice. I got a gemara in sukkah. It says chlor that if you hold it's a minig in the vim, you don't make a brach on it. So we have to answer that. So, but we've turned the tables, right? We've turned the tables. And we started off as saying, "Listen, it's a minig. It's not a chiyuv. Semela, how can you say it's tzivano?" Now that we're stuck. Now we're coming to another angle. We're saying, well, 1 second, every minig is once it's a minig, what Kleisel does, it's binding. You mechuyev to do it. You mechuyev to do it. So how, why shouldn't you say it's tzivano? So I don't understand the whole gemara. So he gives the teretz, and he's mechalach between things which there's a minig for Isser and things which are a minig to do. He's called things which are minig of Isser and things which are minig to do. And so things which are Isser, like we had the person goes from Tzor to Sidon, I'll see the Shar Zimach. You can't travel from Tzor to Sidon, can't get in a ship, a boat, an Arab Shabbos to go from Tzor to Sidon. That was the minute there in Machman. It's not the right thing to do. It's not a good idea. We might end up, you know, some way impacting Shabbos. So don't do it. That's on Hugger. They had it. Don't do something. Okay? That you're Machiv. Yat Malacha and Yat Vesheni. The Iker of that is the Malacha. So you can chiva do that. What you can do that you can do that says also. But the ikur of Yat Hashem is the isuri malacha which are instituted. There are noig over there that there are mafresh kala from rice. The Mora says. So the Mora discusses over there since it's a sanhaga, you can to do that. Those are all these surim that it's also to eat this thing without being mafresh kala. The ikur is not that mafresh kala. The ikur is they call it tevel. They answered this until you have mafresh kala. So there's a binding halacha that you must do it, and there, theoretically, with Tzivana, it would make sense. So therefore, I come to Yotta Sheni, which the Iker is this malacha, and once I'm equipped to keep the malacha, I keep the whole package, I can say with Tzivana on Yotta Sheni. However, when the Iker Minig was to do something positive, an action, that already, there's no din of loisas. That's what he suggests. Now, he's not really ma'az with a chiluk. I would suggest maybe a pshat on the chiluk like this. So, you know, the Gemara brings two different sukkim in the sugya over there, beginning of Makom Shenagu. Gemara brings two sukkim in the sugya. The Gemara starts off with Altidus Charsi Mecha, and that's a nunum base. The Gemara non aleph am an aleph, the Gemara mentions a concept of Dvarim Hamutarim. V'cherem Noga Ben Isser Al Tatirim Lifnei. And you're mechuyev to keep the Ikir. Now, the way many Achrayim learn, the Ikir Yisod of Minig is not a halacha from parent to child. It's a halacha on a mokum. This is the way a community acts. You're mechuyev to maintain that action. So the Gemara brings a concept for that. Dvarim Ha'asurim. It's something which really meeker than his mutter, but they have undertaken a hanhaga to be machmer on it, you may not permit it. That's the Gemara brings that. Now, the Gemara in the Dorim, the Gemara brings that Jerusha. The Gemara in the Dorim in the second parak in Daf Tezvah, the Gemara brings that Jerusha. The Gemara continues and says, Shenemer lo yachal devaroi. And the moral learns out from that you cannot make Kulin his words. He had a certain hanhaga, and you, by not keeping it and ignoring what they're doing, you are undermining his words. You're undermining his hanhaga. So the Gemara presents that, and that means that, now the Gemara says it's drabbanon. It's the drush, not a drush. The drush is a drush of drabbanon. But the Iker source which we have, the smach which we have in the Torah for the concept that you must keep minhag hamakom, is presented in the case of the Dvarim Hamutarim v'cherem Noga Ben Isser, that you're undermining his anhaga of answering something by allowing it. The Gemara doesn't discuss the case all around, where we instituted an act of anhaga to do X. The Gemara does not discuss that case and said that there's a loyachal devaroi in that circumstance. All right, so we have a minig in this place and we all shake the rav on shvi, and I said I don't shake the rav on shvi. Well, I'm weakening that hanhaga. The Gemara does not present that as I'm going over this or loyachal devaroi. You can argue why no, but that's a fact. I have a Gemara. The Gemara only presents this concept of the yisoid, which we find the smacht and the Torah for this halacha of you must keep the din of minig. It presents it in the case of isurim. So the din of minhagim are presented in isurim, like some surfaces. So for there, it's binding to the full degree, and therefore, in that situation, you would have a din of loisasa, etc. You would have vitzivanu al tida tarsi mecha, and you must do it, and bracha would make sense. So therefore, the scenario which he's talking about was a minig that certain cases where a woman meeker din was not a nida. The dam tire of a woman after she's born, the Torah says that any dam that she sees, she's not a nida. But there's a minig of the geraidim already that we machmer to consider like nida. She goes to the mikveh afterwards, and she make a bracha on the mikveh. So yes, she make a bracha on the mikveh. Mikudin the right, there's no Isser over here. You make a bracha on a minig. You make a bracha on a minig. But the Iker to Hanhag over here was the Isser Nidus because of the Dam. That is an Isser. Isserim has a din of that you say with Sivan. So she can say a bracha with Sivan while it's Tvila. She's going to the Mikud because something which is a minig. It's not a Tzakana. It's a minig. You can say with Sivan. Now, according to him, he hasn't been Mazar, why you would make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. And that's not his goal to answer why you make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. He's not the halal on Rosh Chodesh. He's not being master why you make a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh. But this chiluk between Wayot Hasheni, that we do make a bracha, and by Rabbi you don't make a bracha, that's the chiluk that he wants to suggest. And I think it's a fascinating. I think he doesn't really quote the Gemara, the Gemara in the Dorim, and the Gemara over there, but I think that maybe that would be as a hezbo. We see that the Iker Yisrael of Menhagim was Iker, that which with the Torah puts its stamp of approval on. In the Chomer Rebbe Binkin and Asmat on the Pasuk, they're seeing it in Bataris Yisurim more than Bataris Anhagas, an act of Anhagas. That deserves a full conversation of itself. What's the binding power of a minig, which is Basay? But some observers are saying it's not on the same level, and therefore Tzivana would not make sense. Okay.